Okay. Well, thank you for inviting me to join you here this evening. I'm aware you've got a packed schedule of music and dance, so I will try and keep this as brief as possible so you can get on with the more fun parts of the show.
Gracias por invitarme esta noche a esta celebración. Sé que hay un programa muy ajustado con un montón de actividades de música y canto, entonces voy a ser breve para que puedan seguir con la diversión.
Okay. As was mentioned, I'm the Conservative candidate for Vauxhall constituency. My name is James Bellis. So for those of you who don't know, Vauxhall covers effectively the northern half of Lambeth Borough. So again, one of the most diverse constituencies, I think, in the country.
Okay, y si ustedes saben, yo soy el candidato conservador para el área de Vauxhall, y si ustedes seguramente deben saber que es una de las áreas más diversas que existen en el área y está y comprende en la parte norte de el área de Lambeth.
Before I go on, I also pass on apologies from JP Fleurieu, who's the Conservative candidate for this constituency. He's unfortunately not in London today, but he sends his apologies and his best wishes to everyone here.
Okay, but I also want to quiero pasar mis disculpas del candidato conservador de Southwark, JP Fleurieu, que está fuera de Londres en estos momentos y que no puede asistir, venir a participar con nosotros.
Okay. Now, I've lived in Vauxhall for almost all of the last 15 years, and so I've seen the contribution that every community in Vauxhall makes to the society, makes Vauxhall the fantastic, diverse, vibrant area it is. And if elected as the MP for Vauxhall, I would represent all those communities.
Yo he vivido en el área de Vauxhall por los últimos 15 años y he visto cómo la contribución de las diferentes comunidades que viven en el área han hecho en diferentes áreas. Y lo que quiero decir es que si yo resulto elegido, yo voy a representar a todas las comunidades.
Now, also from having worked in London in the private sector all that time, I think it's also very clear that London's economy and London as a city would not be the success it is without the contribution and the efforts of every community. And I think it's important that all politicians, myself and others, remember and recognise that in the election and indeed after the election in May.
Y ustedes sabrán, sobre todo en el sector privado, que la contribución de todas las comunidades migrantes en este país es significativa para el funcionamiento de la economía. Y en ese sentido yo hablaré y les pediré a otros políticos que hagan lo mismo para argumentar los beneficios que la contribución de los grupos de migrantes que hacen a la economía.
Now, turning to what I would do to support the community here and all migrant communities in Vauxhall, I think it is vital that as a politician, hopefully as a member of a governing party, it is important that politics gives everyone the opportunity to maximise their potential and to contribute to society in the ways they can. And I really want to see a city and a country that enables everyone to maximise their potential.
Okay. Y como político conservador, representante del partido de gobierno, yo quiero asegurarme de que cada uno, y lo que quiero ofrecerle a ustedes si yo resulto elegido, es que yo voy a representar y asegurarme que cada uno de los individuos en las de diferentes comunidades tengan la oportunidad de alcanzar su potencial máximo y que puedan contribuir de la mejor manera posible en su entorno. Y de la misma manera,
that everyone has the opportunity to contribute and maximize their potential.
Y eso es lo que hemos hecho y eso es lo que yo voy a seguir asegurándome de que tengamos, de que se le ofrezca la oportunidad a todos para hacer una contribución y que tengan las mejores posibilidades de desarrollar su potencial.
And for that I think there are three key things. Firstly, that every family can access a good education for their children, so that the next generation are ready and able to take their place in the jobs world. Secondly, that there are good and stable jobs out there for people to take. And thirdly, that hardworking people are able to keep as much of the money they earn, so that they have to pay less of that out to the government and are able to keep that money for themselves and for their families.
And yo propongo tres áreas en las que yo trabajaría para mejorar. Es asegurarnos de que esta comunidad pueda tener acceso, de que los niños de esta comunidad puedan tener acceso a la educación y que las siguientes generaciones también. En segundo lugar, que la gente tenga acceso a trabajo, ¿ya? Y en tercero, que cada uno de ustedes, el salario que ustedes persigan, que puedan llevarse a casa la mayor cantidad posible de ese salario.
Okay, now over the last 5 years, I think the government has made real progress on all of those measures. So more children than ever are going to good and outstanding schools, so they're then ready for the world of work. Unemployment, there are more people employed now than has ever been the case. In Vauxhall, over 2,000 young people have started an apprenticeship, which means they are able to get the skills that they need to go on and have a long and successful career.
Y lo que quiero decirles es que este gobierno ha más que nunca logrado que haya la mayor cantidad posible. Estoy haciendo un resumen porque tenemos poco tiempo. Que la gente tenga acceso a la mayor oportunidades de trabajo. Y también, por ejemplo, en Vauxhall han habido 2,000 plazas para que jóvenes hagan pasantías trabajo vocacional de que desarrollen una profesión.
And finally, many thousands of people have benefited in Vauxhall by being taken out of tax, so now no longer having to pay income tax, amongst the lowest paid in society. So I think those are three very good reasons as to how everyone in our community, and from whichever community you are, have benefited over the past 5 years. The job is not yet finished, and I accept that, and see it's been a difficult 5 years for many people. But I think the choice on May the 7th is whether to continue with that path forward or to turn the clock back and undo the good work we've done on our economy. So I will just end by urging you all to think very carefully about that question. I hope many of you will go out and vote Conservative on May the 7th for myself or other candidates. But please, most of all, make sure you are registered to vote and that you do exercise your right to vote on May the 7th. Thank you.